Sleep isn't relaxing for everyone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Howell, associate professor of neurology at the University of Minnesota, discusses a sleep disorder he refers to as paradox lost.
While we are sleeping, we have occasional periods of intense brain activity with vivid, often bizarre dreams. This is REM sleep. Despite the intense mental activity, we are motionless due to brainstem circuits that paralyze our muscles. French researchers in the 1960s called this somnée paradoxale, or paradoxical sleep, since the brain appeared wakeful, but the patient was clearly sleeping. In 1982, my mentor Carlos Schenck was in his first day of clinic at Hennepin County Medical Center. There he met a slight, 68-year-old man who was acting out dreams that he was playing North American rules football. Unfortunately, he was also jumping out of bed. Later, it was revealed that he was not paralyzed during REM sleep. His paradox had been lost. He was not alone. There are many who punch walls and bed partners all while dreaming they are fending off attackers. Others leap and jump. One patient broke his pelvis while doing a cannonball onto his bedroom floor. It is estimated that 35 million people worldwide suffer from this condition, called REM sleep behavior disorder, or RBD for short. Over the ensuing years, many patients develop Parkinson's disease, a neurological disorder of movement. In fact, nearly 90% of RBD patients develop a Parkinsonian disorder. This sobering statistic is difficult for patients with RBD to comprehend. It is uncertain what can prevent the onset of Parkinson's. However, researchers are closing in on medications that may delay its progression. As RBD predicts later disease, the disorder provides an opportunity for the development of neuroprotective therapies. It is the ultimate goal of RBD researchers to end the scourge of Parkinson's by studying this bizarre condition of sleep-related violence. Thus, a story that began with a lost paradox will end when the cure to Parkinson's disease is found.
That was Michael Howell of the University of Minnesota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Sleep or twilight.